In St. Peter's Basilica, in the left transept, there's a replica of Raphael's Transfiguration. It's probably one of the most famous depictions of the Transfiguration. And it shows exactly what we just heard in today's gospel, that up on a mountaintop, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus be transfigured in the sky next to Moses and Elijah. We know Raphael was an incredible artist. We also know that he passed away at a fairly young age. And when he was on his deathbed, he asked that this picture be brought to his room because he thought that he really captured something in this image, that just looking at it brought him a lot of consolation in his suffering. Every second Sunday of Lent, we read of the Transfiguration. Unlike ordinary time where we're in a three-year cycle, Lent is pretty regular. So why does the church give us the story of the Transfiguration in this second Sunday of Lent? I think there's two reasons that I could really think of that really help us. The first is the reason why Christ was transfigured in the first place. Something that can still be applicable to our own lives. That Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a mountaintop. These three apostles in which he wanted to share something with, in particular with them, because he knew that he'd be entrusting them to a greater mission when he was no longer there. And in the Transfiguration, he showed these three part of his divinity. He showed them that he was God. Something that was much greater than any miracle that he performed. I think the reason that Jesus did this was to give them strength and hope in being able to persevere through what they were going to experience. In a couple of months, they were going to experience the passion and death of Jesus, of the guy who they come to know as God. And to see the passion of death of someone who they've come to know as God, they needed to have their strength. They needed to have their faith increased. So God led them up to a mountain and was transfigured before them. The same is true for us. Just as we go through the different readings of the year in Lent, we go through these different readings, we too encounter the passion and death of Christ. And we need our strength and our hope increased as well, just as Peter, James, and John did. So being able to read this Transfiguration in the second Sunday of Lent should hopefully give us strength and hope so that we can persevere through the passion and death. The second reason that I think that we get the Transfiguration is that just as Christ was transformed up on the mountaintop, so may we be transformed in our Lenten penances. That the way in which I approach Lent completely changed. When I stopped looking at it as a time in which I was miserable, a time in which I couldn't eat what I wanted to eat, and I started to look at Lent as a time in which I can be transformed, in which I can better myself, a time in which I may better be able to receive Christ at Easter time, that I may better be able to understand what the resurrection even means. So if we have that mentality, our Lent will change as well, and we will become transformed. So now we are a week and a half into Lent. So I ask you, how is your Lent going? Is it going the way that you planned? Are you as faithful to the penances in which you planned at the start? If you're not, that's all right. This period of 40 days is an opportunity for us to grow in our faith. We're not called to be perfect right away. But I ask you to take that time of prayer to reflect on this first week and a half, to look at it and see, yes, I can improve. If you say that to yourself, that's great self-knowledge. And that gives us an opportunity to make Lent even better through the next couple weeks. Or maybe if you think to yourself, my penance is too easy. This could be an opportunity for you to add something. Maybe just stop by the church for 10, 15 minutes a day and pray. That this period, the second week of Lent, is an opportunity for us to reflect on what we've already gone through in preparation for what we will still go through. In Raphael's painting, he didn't just depict the transfiguration. The transfiguration is what we see on top. He has another scene on the bottom half. It's the scene that comes right after the transfiguration. And I think it really shows the beauty of the transfiguration. It shows how Christ can, in a way, transform us and help us to persevere through these trials. The scene that comes right after the transfiguration is when two parents tried to bring their little boy who was possessed by a demon to St. Peter to cure him. And in the bottom scene, you see St. Peter on the left side. He's flipping through a book. He has a really confused look on his face. And he's trying to look in the law to see how he can cure this boy. What is he missing? Why isn't he able to do this? On the right, you see the parents that are pushing their boy towards him. And what's really interesting is this one character who's right in the middle of St. Peter and the boy. She's kneeling down. And she's pointing to the possessed boy with one hand. And in the other hand, she's pointing to St. Peter and staring at him. And she has this look on her face saying, "Why aren't you doing something? Why can't you help this boy?" And the answer is that St. Peter wasn't doing it through Christ. He wasn't doing it through what God has been given him. He was trying to do it through his own power. He's trying to look at it in the scripture. He wasn't finding anything. And what Raphael gave us is that if you take Christ from the top scene with the transfiguration and drag him down to the lower scene, to the story that comes right after, Christ fits perfectly in between St. Peter and the little boy. And that's why he wasn't able to do it. It is only through Christ in which he was able to accomplish this, into which the little boy is able to be saved. As we approach our Lenten penances in this second Sunday of Lent, are we trying to do this through our own power? Are our penances something in which we're trying to make ourselves stronger? Are we coming up short? These are all questions that can be answered through the response that we need Christ in this. That this is not something that we can do on our own. That we need Christ to be able to aid us in our penances so that we can receive him and understand him at the resurrection. So on the second Sunday of Lent, I hope we take that time to reflect on the first week and a half and to look and see how we can make the rest of Lent even better. I hope that we take that time to pray and ask, how can I be transformed? What is God asking me to be transformed in my own life? So that in a couple weeks at Easter time, we may better be able to receive Christ and understand his resurrection.